to you.
Hey, you're here.
Happy morning.
I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh, me too.
I just didn't think you were going to show up.
Me either.
You all right?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too. It's a good day.
Is it?
Freezing outside.
It is so cold. My car was like, I can't make it pop. I can't do it. I didn't think it was going to start this morning.
That's
it took
scary.
Forever.
It's scary.
I think my hands are still like numb. It's pretty cold outside.
Oh, because it's cold. I thought, yeah. Were you hitting it or?
No. Yes. I was so mad at my car.
Hitting it.
I hit it like I do the board because I'm like, I hit the board and it starts working. Why isn't my car working?
That's not how you get things to do what you want it to do.
No.
Unfortunately, it's not it.
I was going to crack a joke that.
It's too early. It's Monday.
It is too early. It's way, way, way too early. And today, being that it is Monday, we got a lot of fun stuff on the way, of course.
We do.
Oh, yes.
Just another Mad Lib Monday. Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. Mad Lib Monday coming up a little later. In fact, thanks to Bill, an amazing listener friend of ours, we got some really rad Star Wars Mad Libs.
We did.
We're going to have to try one of these today.
Are we?
I'm stoked.
Yeah.
So, Mad Lib Monday today, we'll be doing that. We'll be giving away some fun stuff as well. We still got those Stry CDs to give away.
Yes.
We've got, what else do we have to give away? I feel like we have lots to give away.
Tomorrow, we're giving away some stuff.
Some stuff.
Some stuff.
Talking about Under Oath? What are you talking about?
No.
What are we talking about?
Movie.
Ah.
About a girl.
Yes! Talk about Brave.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks to Disney for that.
Mm-hmm.
Disney and Pixar will be giving away Blu-ray copies of Brave.
Mm-hmm.
So be listening for that. It is cover to cover today, and we'll let you guys vote on it. We do have the brand new Disciple record, which...
We still have the first
disc. Is unreleased. Yeah.
Of Anthology.
So we'll have a little cover to cover war. Thrice versus Disciple. I'm willing to bet you that Disciple destroys it.
I don't want to bet because I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine everyone but Thebes.
Yeah, we shall see. We shall see how this goes. Good morning.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Dude, we're here.
We're good.
Oh, it's cold outside, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Up here in Menlo Hill, the elevation is really high up here, so it's like, oh, no.
Dude, it's like 9 miles high, I heard. Which is crazy.
Yeah, that's a good joke, too. Actually, really, it is 9 miles high up here. The hill actually is 9 miles high up.
Thanks for patronizing my joke. So that was great.
You're a good kid.
That's pretty good. You're good.
How you doing, Mitch?
I'm good. It's early. It's cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm actually recovering from my cough there.
Yeah, you feeling better?
Yeah, I mean, Sean, he returned to school on Friday, you know, he's doing a little better.
I got a question. How does one go about recovering from your cough?
Well, actually, I actually had strep, but it was a non-contagious form of it.
What?
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it.
It was non-contagious. That's because I've had it for like a couple of days, you know what I mean? And then diagnosed it, you know what I mean?
So it was contagious, and then...
But when I went into the doctor, they said it was... not contagious, because I've already had it longer than 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it kind of makes sense to say it's non-contagious form now, because it's non-contagious.
Ah, that does make sense.
You guys excited for Cover to Cover today?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting to see who wins this battle.
Again, so, another Monday.
Another Monday battle.
Hey, guys, you know, is it okay to see if I put both the side request and the Cover to Cover request?
Yeah.
So, okay, cover to cover this morning. You know what, guys? Pick an album from Amberlin.
Ooh, yeah.
Actually, Amberlin Vital would be great.
Ooh, Amberlin Vital. We did that. We've done that one. But you know what? That wouldn't be bad to throw into the mix as far as seeing who gets votes.
Yeah.
We'll put up a good one. Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
That and Song Request, can you guys please play Fall Glass Fall Project 86 for my... beloved friend down there, Sean.
Sean Siegler.
He's still a little sick, but he's recovering.
All right, man. We'll make sure.
Will do.
Make sure we take
care
of that.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. All right. He's a good kid.
He is. Very caring.
He is. Sean Siegler, if you're listening. I hope you get to feeling better.
I'm going to play a song for you.
We also hope you're real.
Yes, he is. It's true. I was worried at first, too. I was worried at first.
Is that like your real laugh?
That was an accident.
That was like a real laugh. Wow, you really laughed at a joke. I like that. All right.
Oh,
so it is Monday. We've got Cover to Cover coming up at 9. I kind of like Matthew from Albuquerque's idea. Let's put up Amberlynn Vital against the new Disciple. See who gets more votes for Cover to Cover this morning. Should be interesting.
I think you might be disappointed.
We shall see. I don't know.
Okay.
Right now, request for Siegler. Project 86, Fall Goliath Fall. Get the Facebook, vote away, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Okay, highly disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Yeah.
What's up?
Good morning.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
6:22 now. It is Monday. Welcome to it.
Good morning.
So Cover to Cover, coming up 9 o'clock. Choose wisely. Mm-hmm. We have three options for you today. Thrice Anthology Disc 1. The brand new Disciple, which doesn't release till tomorrow. Oh God, Save Us All. Yeah, we have it.
Mm-hmm.
And the brand new Amberlynn record, Vital. Yes, we've played Vital. No, we have not played Thrice yet.
Not this disc.
Not this disc. So, there you go. Vote away.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. I don't want 5 votes on this.
I'm very proud of you this morning.
Why?
We already got a cookie sale.
Oh, yeah.
So, my kids have fundraisers going on right now, and they're selling cookies. But they don't, like, they want all the prizes, of course. But they're like awful prizes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you see the catalog of prizes?
No, they're just always awful.
It's terrible.
I didn't see the catalog.
It's
what
like,
are they getting?
Prize one, a water gun that you got for 12 cents at the dollar store.
Exactly.
On clearance.
Exactly.
And so it's all these like awful prizes. But they always want all the big, because then you get like to the bottom one and it's like an iPod. All you got to sell is 500 items.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, 500? That's insane.
And they're making way more than they need.
Yeah. So they're doing this fundraiser, but they don't ever get out and about, mm-hmm. you know, because it's really cold right now.
Yeah.
And we'd rather just stay home and watch football. So I was tasked with the office, coming to the office and selling
well, that's
for
what
them.
This actually is. Like, there's never been a time where I went door to door and
really?
Asked people. Yeah, no, I was like,
oh,
Mom,
dude.
Please take this to work and sell it
Lame.
To all your friends.
I used to have to go door to door.
Yeah, that's not
door
safe.
Door to door. Yeah, come
that's
on. Well,
safe.
Back in my day, static.
Or hey, Stever.
So you're telling me I'm getting cookies?
You're getting cookies, buddy.
Do you want to... We just
You want to hear how we did it? We walked back there. A webcam. By the way, mystaticradio.com.
Yeah,
this is what we did.
Yeah, we're talking to your wife.
Okay,
Stever.
Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mitch.
That's
and
right.
This is my co-host, Steve-O.
Hello. Thank you.
He has a kid who is going to be selling cookies for his fundraiser, and can you buy some?
I so would have slammed the door in your face.
She was very kind and said, oh, that's very sweet.
Hey, you did a good thing.
It's exactly how kids sound when they try and sell stuff. So you guys are getting oatmeal raisin. Hope you like oatmeal raisin. That's what she said. So he's gone. He left. He slammed the door in our face. Sweet. Talking to myself.
It worked for her. Whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Oatmeal raisin. So anyways,
is that really what they're getting?
We have to do this all day
yes.
at the office.
Yes, oh, we are.
We have to go around the entire office and do the same speech over and over. And all showcase like your Vanna White and point at all the different cookies. Because you can get this one or this one or this one or this one.
I prefer the scrub. I prefer the scrubbed. Scrumptious set.
Scrumptious set. We also have Snickerdoodle. Or M&M's. Yep.
That's exactly what a kid would do. You're like, oh.
I always feel so awkward. And then I feel like a jerk if I say no. Oh, thanks, no. And then they just put their head down,
you know,
and start walking away. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I know. You know, okay, I always go and get those cookies by those girls who are scouts. I don't know if I'm allowed to say. So I always go and get those.
Okay.
However, I never buy from the Boy Scouts.
Why?
And I feel bad because I don't want popcorn.
Oh, right. Boys do popcorn. Girls do cookies. Yeah, I agree.
And so I always feel so bad because I'm like, those are really nice tin cans.
Yeah, but these are like real cookies.
Yeah,
okay.
They are.
These cookies are better because they're like pre-cooked and then you bake them and yourself. And you, there's 48 to a box. I should do that door to door with my son. Hello. We are here to sell cookies.
I learned everything I know from Up.
So we'll be doing that today.
Yes.
Yeah, but not till after the show.
So
for now, we've got Mad Lib Monday coming up here very, very soon. And we thought today we would take a moment and honor our veterans. Veterans Day yesterday. And it's still, I guess, some places celebrated today at work. People are getting the day off, which is random.
Yes.
So Veterans Day. Today, if you would like to honor a veteran in your life, give us a call, 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're just going to be honoring veterans.
Yes.
And
I want to hear stories.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some. Man, I heard a fantastic story yesterday from my pastor about his uncle. And I was floored. I was absolutely floored. Got a Purple Heart, one has tons of medals, and It was one of the raddest stories I'd heard.
That's cool.
Yeah. So tell us your stories. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Voting going on right now for Cover to Cover. And get there. Vote. Tell us your story. And more music for you.
Sounds good.
All right. Iron and Wine, Culture Shock. Freedom Hangs Like Heaven. Kind of fitting.
Yes.
On Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Hawk in Paris. Science Fiction, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Veterans Day, and you got some info for us?
No.
Got some info for us?
It's funny that you'd say that, because no.
No, you don't? Come on.
It's observed today.
Right. Thank you.
And the Albuquerque ABQ ride will run most of its regular weekday schedule for both fixes. And
you just have to answer the...
I have to answer questions?
Okay.
Okay. The animal welfare is closed.
Okay.
Do not go and try and adopt an animal today. I don't know. Credit? Okay, you can't.
You can do this, Mitch.
I haven't read this.
Okay, move.
No.
Lord, help me.
Oh, no.
Okay, the zoo.
The zoo is open.
The museum is closed.
The public schools are open. The Baloo Museum.
Closed.
Central CNM.
Open.
City community centers are closed.
Closed.
City offices, closed. City libraries, open.
Ooh.
Sounds like.
So you can go read a book today.
Go read a book.
All the court systems are closed. Closed. Congressional offices, closed. Dora the Explorer, open.
Dora the Explorer.
Garbage, regular pickups today.
Okay.
Cultural center, open.
Federal offices, closed.
It's Veterans Day. And so in observance of Veterans Day, we'd like to honor vets. If you have a cool story, or you'd like to pay tribute to a veteran, give us a call, 505-338-3700. Static!
What is up, dude?
Hey!
Hi.
Shane!
Good Monday morning!
Hey, yes. Buddy!
Holy, dude. Hey, is there a new cheater in the house?
Not yet!
Gosh, next week there will be.
I'll tell you what, bro. This guy is stubborn and he's pissing me off!
Jalapeno hamburgers and no budging, huh?
No budging, bro. We walked around the mall for hours.
Yeah, she said she's still paying for that,
Jalapeno burger? No, nothing. And then walked around, Barnes & Noble somewhere. We walked around another bookstore or something, just trying to, like, get this baby out. Nothing. Sure. And then she starts talking about drinking castor oil, and I lost my mind.
Okay, that's where we draw the line.
Okay.
Dude. Hold on. Shane, what's castor oil?
Castor oil makes you go throw up, use the restroom. If you drink it, you're having a baby.
Okay.
Hey, Steve-O, what's castor oil?
I don't want to talk about it. So this whole time, okay.
Why? Okay, what am I missing? Did you look castor oil up?
Okay, no. No, I freaked, and here's why.
Because
this is baby number three, okay?
Right.
And people have said this with Jack, with Luke, dude, you got to drink castor oil. And I'm like, why would anyone want to drink motor oil?
Like, no, it's not.
No.
Oh, no.
So this whole time, I've been thinking you get a funnel and you're like pouring it in at
like,
a gas station.
Crazy? I had respect for
and
you.
And then
dude.
I realized this whole time I've been thinking of Castrol.
Yeah, Castrol.
Castrol oil. This whole time.
I want to give you a hug right now, bro. Years? I feel so bad for
I
you.
I was like so mad at my friends because nobody told me. This is baby number three, and I thought women were drinking motor oil.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, that is so funny,
I
though,
kid
dude.
You not. I kid you not. Until this weekend, I truly believe what women were drinking motor oil this whole
and
time.
What do we learn? People at home listening, that you may be well-read, you may be intelligent and articulate, you may have gone to college, but there's something you don't know.
That is right.
Hey, happy Veterans Day to all our veterans, man. I love you guys.
Dude, I love you, Shane. Oh, missed that guy. Hey, Shane. He didn't hang up.
He didn't hang up. This is what he does.
This is what happens in his pocket.
Hey, Shane.
He's listening to us on the radio now. You didn't hang up the phone, Shane.
Hey, dude. Are you guys still there? My friends.
Yes.
I love you guys.
Yes.
I couldn't bear the thought of hanging up my telephone.
Yeah.
So my grandfather was in World War II. He was a veteran, and he was my hero. He died when I was 5. Which is like way, way too early.
Right.
And it really like, it hit me directly in the heart. So anyway, when I came of age, I was 20 years old and I wasn't doing anything worthwhile. And I thought, you know, dude, I'm going to go serve my country. And
yes.
So I did. And I was in the Navy.
Yes, you were.
Yes, I was. And it was awesome. And I met rad people from all over the world. And I tried tons of different kinds of food. I got cultured in my
20s. There you go.
And I recommend it, dude. So everybody who's out there, seriously, offering up your life, dude, I appreciate and respect you.
There you go. Dude, Shane.
And I will hang my phone up.
There you go. I love you, bro. Later. All right. There it is. Shane! So we're talking about veterans.
Yeah.
Haven't done that in a while.
I like that. He didn't hang up, and he was like, oh, you're still on the phone. Let me tell you my story.
Which is what I was wanting him to do, because I knew he was in the Navy. My father-in-law, my wife's uncle, my wife's grandfather, all Navy.
Your wife's family.
Yeah, my wife's family. Navy family, very Navy family. So yesterday for Veterans Day, there was a rad video at the church, and it was honoring every single branch. And, you know, so it's like Army, Marines. And then I got to Navy, and it was like, woo! It's like a party going off in church.
That's funny.
Yeah. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to give a shout out to Dad.
Yeah.
The Colonel. First memory is picking him up coming home from Vietnam.
Wow.
Wow. That's your first
memory. He gave me a goofy Pez and a Vietnamese coin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
That's great.
Shout out to the Colonel. It's pretty amazing. Dude, it's incredible. My grandfather, Valerio Garcia.
Wow. What's his name?
Valerio.
It's amazing.
Valerio. But Valerio.
Is that an antibiotic?
It's my gramps.
Valerio. That's amazing.
He passed away.
That's a cool name.
He was at Pearl Harbor during the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Does he know Josh Hartnett?
No, that was just
What about
movie.
Ben Affleck?
No, he was really there.
He was really there.
He had some crazy stories, obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I would just sit there and listen to him. Wow.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah. So stationed out there. Yeah. Crazy stories. I can't even fathom it. I really can't, because he would talk, and of course it would take a long time for him to get through stories because he would inevitably break down.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, it's wow. I don't even understand that world where you have a core group of friends and 5 minutes later, half of them are gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you're standing there, and then somebody, I can't even fathom it. So, honoring veterans today.
And those who are fighting right now.
Yeah.
They're overseas. Absolutely. Doing that now.
Yeah. It's no different now. Mm-mm. And so, honoring veterans today. For this Veterans Day, give us a call, 505-338-3700, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio while you're there. Honor a vet and vote for today's cover to cover. We have three records up for nomination. Mm-hmm. Thrice Anthology Disc 1, which, oh man, I actually really hope that wins because...
It looks like it is.
Dude, Artist in the Ambulance, that's the first disc of the live record, and it's incredible. We also have the new Disciple, which doesn't release until tomorrow, so like a hear it before you can buy it type thing. And then Amberlynn Vital, rounding out our three up for cover to cover. So choose wisely. Get there. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Veterans Day. We're going to be talking a lot about that and honoring vets today. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Yeah! What? Are you doing the robot?
Okay.
That's good.
I actually wanted you to pay attention to me.
I liked that. 7:02 now. Happy Monday, everybody. And... Happy Veterans Day.
Yes.
It is...
Good morning.
Yeah. It is our duty today to honor a vet.
It is.
And you can do that by going to Facebook.
By giving us a call.
Or by giving us a call.
Yeah.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Shout out to all the veterans today. Who would you like to send a shout out to?
Is this real? I've never heard of it, but that's really cool.
Whoa. You've never heard of the Navajo Code Talkers?
No, what is that?
Dude.
I fell asleep in history.
Okay.
But I really want to know, because I was afraid to read it just in case it was a joke.
No, it's definitely not a joke.
Are you serious? Well, just tell me what it is.
Well, okay, think about this. During World War, I'm going to say World War II, and then I'm going to get slammed if I'm wrong. No, it's World War II. During the war, they used Navajo... Okay, people... Navajo, right? And they use them to like talk in code so that they can get messages across like lines to other forces.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I was going to recommend movies, but all I've heard is that they're pretty terrible.
Oh.
But I used to work at Quantic Broadcast Corporation. Worked on Native America Calling, National Native News.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used to.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
You need to read up on the history of that. Don't watch the stupid movies, but for real.
No, that sounds really interesting. It sounds like it's something I could actually pay attention
absolutely
to.
Absolutely incredible.
That's
absolutely
cool.
Incredible.
So Victor says Navajo Code Talkers.
Yeah. Shout out. All the veterans out there, and you can get your shout out in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Of course, 505-338-3700. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jed says, to my dad, who is a U.S. Marine, thank you, Dad. And to all the Marines and their families, thanks and happy birthday. It was the Marine Corps birthday on Saturday.
Oh. So, well, all right.
There you go.
That works out. Do you know why we honor vets when we do?
Should I say yes?
Well, no. You can if you want.
Because
I told you yesterday.
You kind of told me.
Sort of told you.
And
do
I'm
you
not
remember?
A good... Something about the number. Yes. Because on the 11th day, in the 11th hour, the 11th minute, and the 11th second. No, I'm just kidding.
The 11th month. 11th. So November 11th, yesterday. Yes. Normally we honor, or every year.
11th month, 11th hour.
You can do this.
Because it wasn't
You're
the 11th.
Close.
It was the 11th day.
Uh-huh. Of the 11th month. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
Okay. They signed a piece of paper.
Who did?
They did.
Who's they?
The
I
veterans.
Believe in you. Veterans signed a piece of paper.
All of them. No, I don't remember, but I know that it didn't start out called Veterans Day.
Okay.
It started, it was a word that I couldn't say, because I can't pronounce it. That's the reason I couldn't say it.
You can do this.
It was started with an S, I think.
Oh, come on.
Do you know it?
History of Veterans Day, come on.
Yes. History of Veterans Day. See, I can't make up jokes because
come on,
this is serious.
I'm not asking you to make up jokes. I'm hoping that you can actually remember anything that I tell you.
That's all you told me. You said, because on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, something happened. And then you went on to
say something happened?
What did you say?
Oh, man.
What did you say?
You're thinking of Armistice Day, right?
Yes. It does not start with an S.
No.
Because that's what I said.
It starts with an A.
It starts with an A.
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It was the end of World War I. Major hostilities of World War I ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918 with the German signing of the armistice.
And Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day.
Right.
I just wanted to read that because...
Because Wikipedia told you.
Wikipedia said it.
Now you're on Wikipedia, so now you know.
Aren't
now you? Remember?
Aren't you?
No. I was checking
That's
my
so crazy
Instagram.
Because it just says the same exact thing right there.
That's weird.
It's weird.
I told you this yesterday.
No, I know. You know. You
without
really
a phone
know.
In front of me.
I know. Good job. I just really don't know.
It's okay.
I think everything.
And now you do. Veterans Day. This is why we do this. Yeah. To mark the end of World War I. But then it became... more than that, to honor veterans. And so that's what we're doing today, honoring veterans, if you would like to honor a vet.
It says major hostilities of World War I were formally ended.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did they plan that?
No, they did not. It wasn't like a baby coming out like, okay, all right.
No, no.
We're going to do this on 11-11 so that later we can totally like rock it, mark this and honor it.
But who was like, wow, it's November 11th. And it's 11 o'clock.
I have no idea. It was 1918, bro. I have no idea.
That's just really interesting.
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And I mean no disrespect, but when I was a kid, I'm not joking, Veterans Day, I was a dumb kid apparently. Because wow. I was always like, oh, okay, Dad, I love my veteran. They're amazing. Because one time my cat got sick and he took care of him. Yeah, that was a veterinarian. True story. I was an idiot kid, apparently.
No, you did not.
Yeah, until last week, and I thought castor oil was motor oil. So I was confused about that. Yeah, when I was a kid, I totally was confused. Like, they have a day to honor people that take care of animals. That's amazing.
Like, draw a picture.
Yeah.
You drew a picture.
Static.
Of a cat.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What up?
Hello.
Hey, guys, good morning. I actually have a cool story about the Navajo Code Talkers.
Yes, okay. Please share.
All right, so there were like hundreds sent out like during the war, but there's like an original like 29, or I think it was 29. I'm not sure. It could be a different number, but there was like an original group that was sent out as the first, as the first group. And actually, there's I believe just one left, and his name is Chester Ned. Mm-hmm. And I was actually able to go and see him because he wrote a book. It's called Code Talker. And it was really cool because, like, I just got to take a picture with him and get his signature. And,
wow.
I mean, just, like, getting to see this, like, you know, this amazing piece of history is just, you know, it was just really awesome. And it was just really, like, just cool to see how, you know, it was just, you know, just seeing him was, like, pretty awesome. Just blew my mind.
Yeah.
And also, I just wanted to say happy Veterans Day to my uncles, Randolph Long and Charlie Long Jr., both serving in the United States Marine Corps.
So, right yeah. on, man. Cool. Thank you so much for the call.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Static.
Hey, so you know you were talking about 11 o'clock?
Yes.
Right now it's 11 o'clock.
Where are
somewhere
you?
In the world.
Oh, okay. It's true. Very true.
You're right.
Someone's really... I don't know. I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Not too far away.
Wouldn't that be like in the middle of the ocean somewhere?
8, 9, 10, 11. Yep, it would.
Somewhere in the middle of the ocean.
There's
in the Atlantic
boat.
Ocean somewhere, there's a boat that's saying, hey.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's 11 o'clock. So deep. 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What's JD say?
JD says, to just about all the men in my family, I don't think we could say thank you enough for everything you've done for our country.
Yeah, if you'd like to shout out to a veteran today, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. We're going to be doing this throughout the morning as well as getting your votes on for Cover to Cover. We have 3 CDs up for Cover to Cover today.
Yeah.
Thrice Anthology Disc 1, their brand new live double disc CD. We did disc 2 last week because that's what was voted in. So we put disc 1 up there. We also have the brand new Disciple, Oh God Save Us All. It releases tomorrow. And Amberlynn Vital was nominated by Matthew from Albuquerque this morning. So we thought, why not? So we got those 3 records up. You can get your vote on now at facebook.com/mystaticradio while you're there. Shout out to a veteran. And we're gearing up for some Mad Lib Monday.
Yes.
Just a few minutes away. So,
I'm so excited.
Yeah. What's Matt say?
Matt says, to my wife, Jen, who is active in the Air Force along with everyone at Kirtland Air Force Base.
Oh, yeah.
That's
there
cool.
You go. All right, Matt. Thank you. And thanks to everybody chiming in. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is 7-11.
You did not.
Yeah, I did. Time for traffic.
There is an accident on the flyover from westbound 40 to northbound 25. The right lane and right shoulder are blocked. Police activity near San Mateo and Gibson, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Go check out some SoPo. Static!
Good morning, guys. I always hear y'all talk about SoPo, and it's super early, and the sun came through my window and woke me up. I was wondering, I know you guys say it's on Calvary campus, but never actually been to Calvary campus. Hope that's okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to go check them out this morning, and I don't know where on the campus to go.
So check it out. Park in the east parking lot.
It's the big parking lot.
Yeah, the big parking lot, the east side parking lot.
Big.
And
okay.
You'll walk down the stairs, and it'll be immediately to your left. It's the super rad building. It's disconnected from the sanctuary. You'll see it. It's also like on the east end of the campus. And you'll see a big old Solomon's Porch sign and parchments. That's the bookstore that's connected to the coffee shop.
Awesome. Thanks
it's
so
amazing.
Much, guys.
Right on,
I'll
man.
Check it out. Have a good day.
You
all right,
too.
You too. 505-338-3700 is our phone number. You should probably call SoPo. I love
yeah.
that. It's the big parking
you know what?
Lot.
You know what?
It's the big one.
For people who are directionally challenged.
The east is right there. East.
Yeah, cool.
North. The north, south, the east. East parking lot.
I'm going to slap you. No, you're driving and you're like, uh-huh. Oh, where do I park? Oh, how about this huge parking lot?
Right. If he's never been to the campus, though, how will they know which one is the big parking
because
lot?
Because there's one very large parking lot.
Right.
I'd be angry if someone said east. I'd be like, why didn't they just tell me it's the freaking huge parking lot?
Thank you for helping on that. That was good. That was very helpful.
All I had. It Man. Was. You know what? He's going to find this campus now.
Yes, he is.
Just so you know.
Wow. Solomon's Porch.
I hate this song.
Sarah. Solomon's Porch. Michael here.
Michael!
Whoa. Steve-O. What's up?
What's up, my people?
We are doing great down here. Lovely morning.
Good. It sounds packed. Is it busy?
No. I can get your order real quick if you want.
Okay, cool. Okay. I just want a great pumpkin.
A great pumpkin? Does that include the pump brefke?
Yes, please.
Okay. One great pumpkin? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Great.
With the pump brefke? Heck yeah.
Awesome, man.
Things are awesome.
And can I get the same thing except with soy and also a pump brefke?
You don't need soy, bro.
Okay.
You do just fine with my normal, really sweet, awesome chai.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, fine. Get her soy.
Soy. Okay.
Yeah. She's going vegan on us.
I'm not going vegan. I'm lactose intolerant.
Ah, yes.
My body cannot handle the lactose.
I was going to say, isn't she lactose intolerant? Wouldn't I be like almost...
And you want to know something interesting?
Second degree murder or something going on here?
That's not...
No, it's not that bad. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, he's lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
And
so what now?
A few days ago, you disappeared for quite a bit longer than normal.
He's like, it's fine. I just get horrible hives, but, you know, it's worth it.
Totally worth it.
So remind me really quick. Is the great pumpkin the chai?
Yeah. Yes. It's the yummy spice? Sweet
okay.
chai with the pumpkin spice.
It's a sweet, sweet
in
chai.
It. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
We'll go.
All right.
All right, man. We'll
Thanks,
see you guys.
Man.
Thank
okay.
you.
Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast. Yay!
Where everybody knows your name.
That's right, you do. So that's why you go to SoPo.
And you're always glad to care.
Good job. Proud of you. Wow. It is Monday. It is Veterans Day. We're honoring vets on Facebook. Facebook.com/Mike. The daylights.
That was so dumb.
I hope this gets to you. Steve on Mitch, good morning.
I do.
Not the song. So Steve just came in here eating a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you... I didn't know. You never know. We're bros enough now.
Yeah, we're there.
I thought you just, you know...
We're there.
We're free.
Let me go.
Free. Hey, so it's Monday... It is 7:26, which means, oh yes,
just another Mad Lib Monday.
Whoa, whoa,
Monday.
Whoa, whoa,
run day. write that song.
We don't know what
get
that
some
is.
Words down and stuff.
Yeah,
it's Mad Lib Monday, which means I'm really excited. Big thanks to our dear friend Bill, who actually bought us legit Mad Libs.
We don't have to look them up online.
We don't have
anymore.
To look them up online and get crappy ones anymore. We got real ones. Static.
Hey, give me a word.
I need a noun.
Let's see. Alien.
Hey, look at you.
That's a pretty good one, man. Thank you for the call.
No problem.
All right. 505-338-3700.
We need quite a few. Well, yeah, there's a few.
Yeah.
Looks like we at least need 10.
Yeah.
Nouns. Get, and you're brushing up on your grammar. Why doesn't Thebes ever call in?
Grammar came
grammar,
over there?
Yeah.
So being that it's Veterans Day, I wanted to honor veterans, but Bill bought us Star Wars Mad Libs. So this Mad Lib in particular pertains to the Galactic Empire, as written by Emperor Palpatine. So there you go. Give you some idea of where we're at this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Can I have a word?
I need an adjective.
Let's see here. Out of this world? No, I guess that's an adjective phrase. I guess epically?
Epically.
Epic.
Is that a word?
All right, epic.
I just got really excited. I'm sorry. All right. English language just went out the window. All right.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
I always wanted to go on Wheel of Fortune when I was younger, but I realize now that I'm really good at Wheel of Fortune when I'm standing in front of my TV, but I think when I'd be there, that I wouldn't be very good at it. So that's how it is with Mad Lib. I'm like, well, why don't you know what a noun is? No, it's just a noun. Oh, and then somebody asked me. I'm like, I don't know. What is that?
Static.
Morning.
Good morning.
Can I have a word?
I need a noun, please.
A noun. How about illusion?
Illusion.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I guess that's a thing, right?
It's a thing, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
All right.
Illusion. Okay.
Illusion. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. Is that a good one? Does that fit?
Sure. I'm going to put it as, because,
Is it a plural noun?
Illusions.
Illusions.
Yeah, because there's.
Got it.
Static.
Give me a word.
I need an adverb.
Oh, adverb. Oh, man. Can I pass on that one?
It's an action word that ends in L-Y, basically.
Likely.
There you go.
Is that?
We'll get another one. Static.
Like, that's not an action word.
Hello?
What do I got?
Let's go with an adverb. I need a good adverb.
Horrifyingly.
Ah, yes. Horrifyingly.
Is that a word?
Yes, it is. It's an adverb.
Okay, JK.
What? Horrifyingly?
JK Rowling just made up adverbs.
That's a good one.
Okay, well, we'll use it. I'm just saying. She just added words to the dictionary for her Harry Potter books.
Horrifyingly. Yeah, I can't spell. Mostly because it's a made-up word. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. We're getting through the, it is a letter by Emperor Palpatine.
Who is that? Explain to me.
What?
Okay.
Okay, you know what? Stop talking.
Why are you even surprised about this?
Static.
Okay, give me one.
I need a noun.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, that's way too easy. That's way too easy, though.
But
we don't want
donkey.
This.
Donkey.
There we go.
Yeah, we don't want this to work.
This
Mad Lib to work. We want it to be good.
Yes, exactly. Donkey. I like that. We need a last name. That's random.
Who's best last name?
Well, it actually says last name of person in room.
We could use.
Ryman?
Yeah, Ryman.
Let's use Ryman for that one because he's in the connecting room and
in the vicinity.
Yeah, Stever. That's a good name. Static.
What's my word?
I need a noun.
A noun?
Yeah.
Slime.
Okay.
Slime.
Yes.
Sounds good.
That's a thing.
It is.
There you go.
505-338-3700.
Or of course, right, no.
Nope.
No, not Facebook.
Not of course.
Yeah. Give us a call. It's Mad Lib Monday. This is the oddest Mad Lib day. All right. Whoa!
Oh, no.
I just bounced the phone. Static.
Hey, what's my word?
I need a verb ending in ing.
Parking.
What is it?
Okay. Parking.
Parking. All right.
That was unoriginal. Thank you.
All right.
That was good, though.
How is parking unoriginal?
That was good.
Yeah.
I think she's just, maybe she is more creative than this usually, and she just let herself down.
The Temper Trap. Sweet Disposition. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, yes. It's been a fun morning so far.
It has. Just did Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah, I am keeping these. We are immortalizing these. And then when we're done with all of them, who knows? Maybe we'll give the collection away or something.
Yeah, as a prize.
Because people will so want this.
With your beautiful handwriting.
Yep. I practice daily.
Handwriting like a girl.
What? How come girls have to have good handwriting?
Because that's usually how it goes.
With the bubbly and loopy handwriting?
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, we should trade places because your handwriting's awful.
It is.
That's pretty rad.
Actually, you know, it depends on the day for me. Because I can have really awesome handwriting, but if I, like, just don't want to, it's over.
Snore. No one cares.
And 505-338-3700. My handwriting really just tells everybody about my mood.
Or, of
that
course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Like
check it out.
If it's jagged, I'm just not doing well.
Shout out to veterans. It is Veterans Day. Who would you like to honor today? You can get your shout outs at Facebook. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. While you're there, make sure you vote cover to cover. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got three options. Thrice is brand newest. The new one from Disciple, which comes out tomorrow. Or the brand new Amberlin. Get your vote in now at Facebook. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
On Facebook, Dennis says, shout out to all veterans, especially the men from far-reaching ministry from South Sudan, like my friend Wes Bentley. He says, Steve-O, look up Wes Bentley, far-reaching. So you can
do.
You can do that.
Okay.
Danny says, my amazing husband and very much missed best friend, Jason Brown. This ongoing deployment has made me love you even more and grow closer to God. I can't wait for you to come home.
Hey.
Jason says, to all my friends, I had the awesome opportunity to serve with, and to all my sisters and brothers in, is that,
what you can
is,
do it.
In arms?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like what you're doing.
It's okay. I believe in you.
What is this?
I believe in you, Mitch.
And in arms, regardless of branch or country, had many awesome friends, many great times. Happy Veterans Day. Oh, no.
Hoo-ah.
I can't do that.
Hoo-ah!
I can't do that.
Come on, you can do it.
Hoo-ah! U.S. Army.
There you go.
And Jackie says, I'd like to thank my brother Jacob, my cousin Josh, my uncle Bobby, and my stepdad Phil for being all they could be for our country so I could have freedom. May God bless them on their journeys in life. I love you all.
There you go. You can get your shout out, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or give us a call. Static.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Oh.
That was sad.
Sad. She lives in the mountains.
Yes.
No, I don't know. She must.
Well, that's what either that or way far away.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Get your vote on. We got a culture shot coming back from Seosin. Also some Caleb and some spells. Well, not like real.
Yeah,
that's the name of the band.
Okay, because that's not a good thing.
Whatever, Harry Potter. Get off my back. That's the name of a band.
I can't believe you just said that.
That you like Harry Potter, or
you just use that against me?
I'm sorry. Who has an autographed picture from Ron Weasley?
I'm sorry. Who
in this room? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you have an autographed photo.
Okay.
Because you are in a fan club. Because you're a nerd.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Now raise your hand if you have a bin, a tub, huge bin full of first edition, first movie, unopened Harry Potter toys.
Raise your hand if you got them from your neighbor because they were moving and didn't want to take them with them, and that's why you have them, not because you actually collected them yourself, because you're not a nerd. Thank you.
Raise your hand if you're not going to give them to your co-host.
Right. I'm not going to give them to you.
See? Because you're crazy.
Yeah. I have kids, bro.
They're not going to even get opened.
They're going to open them. They're going to play with all of them. They're going to play with all of them. We'll probably give Fluffy to our dog, Indiana, as like a chew toy.
Gosh.
It'll be great.
Why would you do that?
I'm sorry. Sorry, it's going to be okay.
You're ruining my future child's room.
The force is strong with this one. What? Are you kidding me?
Why would I be joking about such a thing?
You're going to name your kid Potter, aren't you?
Yes.
Harry?
No. Ron.
Ron.
Draco.
Draco. Wow. That's a long name.
No, I'm going for Neville.
Wow.
Neville.
Longbottom?
Yeah. No, Neville, just Neville.
Okay. There you go.
Longbottom is a middle name, but whatever.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Okay. Highly disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Hey.
8:03 now. On your Monday.
Happy Veterans Day after Veterans Day.
This is true. We are commemorating it today. However, Veterans Day takes place on November 11th.
Yes.
Cause? Why?
Because
why?
You can do this. Because on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, we ended World War II. Wrong one. World War One. World War One.
1918. Yeah.
One. Ah, yeah. Dang! It was 1918, wasn't it?
Yeah, World War One.
World War. Yes. Dang it. I should remember that. I'm sorry. Let me try again.
Okay.
In the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, we ended World War One.
Yeah! But you don't get any sound effect because... you got it wrong the first time. I'm not going to get...
I got it right the second time. No, I don't want your pity. No. Don't.
Look at you. You got it right because there are only two options. Sweetie. Good job.
I always loved those tests and hated them.
Which tests?
True or false, 50-50. Like,
yeah, that's the worst.
I'm like, oh, dang, I really hope it's true because that's what I marked.
Being that it's Veterans Day, lots of stuff going on, at least locally.
Or a lot of stuff not going on.
That's right.
Let's see, the Albuquerque ride, ABQ ride is scheduled. It's going to run like it's a Saturday schedule.
Okay.
And if you're going to adopt an animal at the animal welfare, don't, if they're closed. The zoo is open.
Okay.
The Rio, everything. The zoo, the aquarium, and the botanic garden open. Museum closed. Public schools open. Get to school. You're late. 8 minutes. Balloon museum closed.
How come all like the museums and things are closed? Because today would normally be the day where you'd actually go see those things.
Exactly.
You're off.
Exactly. City libraries.
For whoever actually gets off on Veterans Day.
Well, the libraries are open.
Okay.
But city offices closed.
Ah.
CNM open, community centers closed.
Okay.
And all the congressional offices closed.
Okay. All court systems closed today as well. So there you go. It is Veterans Day. We're honoring veterans on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you have any rad stories, if you would like to honor a vet, let us know. Share us your stories.
I don't know if this one's real.
What?
Curtis says, shout out to my fellow Air Force veteran and brother in Christ, Chuck Norris.
Why wouldn't that be real?
Well, it's just because it's Chuck Norris, and I don't.
Well, he's an Air Force vet.
Is he a brother in Christ?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
You didn't know Chuck Norris was a believer?
No.
Yeah,
I had no
idea.
Why
do you think he kicks so much butt?
Ah, makes sense.
Because he loves Jesus. Why do you think he has the raddest beard in the world? Slams for the lamb.
Yes.
Wow.
Never heard that.
I've never
That's
heard
amazing.
That. No. Kicking Buddha for the line of Judah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Buddha. As you
Picking
did
Buddha. Not just the fat guy. I meant like butt, but Buddha works too.
I get it now.
I don't know why he would kick Buddha though, because he's just fat and lays around and Jesus was pretty kind.
Yeah, I don't think he'd do that.
I don't think he would.
We should reevaluate that statement.
Yeah, that statement was terrible. I apologize.
Casey says, my husband Nick and my former ammo family. Is it ammo? Yeah. And what is that? Ayayas!
Please type terrible things on Facebook so that she has to read them and doesn't understand how to say them.
Yeah, I'm not
pretty much my
that.
Favorite. Facebook.com/mystaticradio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Hey, guess what it's time for?
The last update I have is that the accident on the flyover from westbound 40 to northbound 25 is still there. The right lane and right shoulders are blocked. Police activity near San Mateo and Gibson. The lights are flashing red at San Pedro and Central, as well as Eubank and Montgomery. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I'm hoping today's the day.
I think it is.
Do you?
And I'm really stressed out about it.
Why?
Well, I'm happy that it is.
You're stressed out about it. Because my wife could be having a baby today. And you're stressed out about it.
I'm selfish.
I'm so glad you're not the most selfish person I know. All right, sweet. All right.
I'm selfish.
If he's born today, you know, because it's 11-12-12, in honor of that, we're naming him Magnum P.I. Jeter.
That's good.
Yep.
Call him M.P.
Yep. I. No, Jeter. We're not. Not really at all.
No, it's no, still Brody.
Terrible. Still Brody.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do you guys decide on a middle name?
Why I got to bring that up? We're trying. We're trying to come to terms.
I really like what you had before.
What?
Parker? Is that not it?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm going for. Yeah.
I really like that.
Me too. Brody Parker.
Yeah.
It's good.
Or you could just have like 17 middle names.
Dude, speaking of Parker, can I just say I watched The Amazing Spider-Man again this weekend?
Was it still amazing on
still
regular TV?
Still the greatest movie in the world.
Because there's some movies you see in the theater and then you see it on regular TV, you're like, that wasn't that good.
Loved it. In fact, right now, my church, Remedy, we're doing a series on superheroes.
That's right.
And so the series kicked off this last Sunday. And this next week, my dear friend Jake is teaching. And then the week after that, I'm teaching. And that's nice. The focus is Spiderman.
For you.
Irving Spiderman. Yeah, he was this Jewish guy. I'm just kidding. Spider-Man. And I'm excited. This entire hero series we're doing. So maybe I'll post a link for people.
Are you all covering? That's different... Superhero?
Yeah, we're all covering different aspects. What is a hero? Are you a hero? Yeah.
Wow. That'd be cool.
I'm really, really excited. So it was cool that it kicked off on Veterans Day because we got to honor the true heroes.
Yes.
And so that's what we're doing now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. And I'll post the information. New service.
That sounds good.
Yeah, series. I'm excited. Gonna be good.
Yes.
Get in on Facebook and give us your thoughts. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good night, Wednesday.
Good morning, Monday.
Orokusaki.
That's a name.
That's the name of that song, anyways. It is Monday, 8:20 now. Good morning, Steve and Mitch, hanging with you.
Hey. How's it going?
I'll be hanging with you for at least the duration of the day.
Yes, at least.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
Hey, let's play a game.
Regular updates. Be praying for my bride, please, everybody.
Yes.
She is with child. Baby's due Thursday.
How much longer?
Baby's due this Thursday.
Yes.
But both of our boys were... Luke was 4 days, so he would have come yesterday if he was on track with Luke. Jack was a couple days early as well, so.
Okay.
We shall see. You ready to play a game?
Yes.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. No more stressing out there, bitch.
Not
okay?
here. No stressing
All
here.
All right, sweet. We're playing a game. It's called Catchphrase. So we're going to need a couple contestants, 505-338-3700 or 505-338-3701 if you would like to be a contestant on a game known as Catchphrase. Simple to play. There's two teams. You can be on my team or you can be on Mitch's team.
Whichever one you prefer.
That's right.
Actually, no, you have to be on one of our teams.
Yeah, we pick.
Sorry.
So, winner, going to score the brand new record from Thrice. It's called Anthology. It's their double disc live CD. Gosh, it's amazing.
And we played the second disc last week.
Yeah, we played the second disc last week for Cover to Cover. And disc one is on the nomination board for Cover to Cover today. We've got a couple up. We got the new Thrice. We've got the new Disciple, which comes out tomorrow, or the new Amberlynn.
And
so
you have to vote.
Yeah, vote on which one you think should be Cover to Cover, and give us a call. 505-338-3700. I want to play a game.
Come on, 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, you know what?
You know, usually the 7 o'clock hour schools every other hour.
It really does.
So
it's Veterans Day. Maybe everybody's at home. And they're like, you know what?
School's still happening.
That's true.
So
very, very true. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to play a game of Catchphrase with us for your opportunity to score the brand new record from Thrice.
Can I just play Catchphrase and win and then get record from
Thrice? No, you don't count. Haven't you ever heard like the rules? Static radio rules.
Well, then maybe you can just give it to me.
Like employees, friends of employees, or something like family of employees,
yeah,
not friends.
Friends.
Friends, cousins, aunts, uncles. Static!
Okay, I want to play.
You want to play?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Who's this?
This is Karen.
All right, Karen, hang on the line, all right? 505-338-3701 is the phone number. We've got Karen on the line. We need a contestant to play against her.
One more.
That's right, 505-338-3701 if you would like a copy.
Oh, no, call back, Karen.
She hung up as soon as I said a contestant to play against her. She doesn't want to play against anybody.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's what it is. People are nervous because they're going to have to play against somebody else.
You know what?
But you're going to be on our team.
It's pretty much really fun. Oh, look.
Team Steve-O or Team Mitch?
Yeah.
Depending on who, you know, you play with. Who's this?
This is Mache.
Right on.
Good morning. Hang on the line,
okay?
Okay.
All right.
Don't hang up.
Static, who's this?
It's me again.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, Karen. All right. Mache, you're going to be on my team because Mitch and Mache would be way confusing. And Karen, you are going to be on Mitch's team, okay? You guys can talk now.
Okay, cool.
Okay, sweet. Karen, are you there? I think we lost Karen. Wow.
Really bad reception.
Terrible reception. Okay, you know what we're going to do, Mache? Because you're faithful and awesome and willing to play. How about this? If you can get three of our words correctly, we'll rotate.
Okay.
All right? If you can get three of the words, there's a 10-second timer, okay?
Okay.
That's
okay.
It. 10 seconds. You got to go fast. If you can get these words, you'll score the brand new Thrice Record Anthology. How's that sound?
It sounds awesome.
All right. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. You going to start this off?
Sure.
You can do this. I believe in you. I believe in you. Okay. Ready? And go.
The thing they use in Star Wars to fight.
Give me more clues.
They use it to fight. It illuminates.
It's like
lightsaber.
Okay. All right. When the lights go out, there's no electricity. You light this so you can see.
A candle.
Yes. Okay. All right. One more. 7 seconds.
This is an adhesive for little kids, and you stick it on a piece of paper.
Glue.
Yeah. Right at the buzzer.
Good job.
I got to be honest. I didn't think you were going to get that. I'm like, really? An adhesive? Who are you? What are you trying to do? You make horses with this.
She said adhesive for little kids. I was thinking about sticking a child to a wall or something.
I'm like, boogers. I got nothing.
What?
Horses. They go horses? To this factory. Yes. When horses are old, you send them to the glue factory.
Oh my gosh, no.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
That knows that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Good job.
Mache, hang out on the line, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right. It's just that simple.
It is.
We've got a bunch of copies of the new Thrice record that we are going to be giving away. Also, dude, tomorrow, huge interview.
Oh, I'm nervous.
I'm torn right now because my son is due to be born.
Yes.
I'd really like that to happen today.
Yeah.
Today's a cool day. 11-12.
11-12.
Fun birthday, right?
Yes.
Tomorrow, we're interviewing the frontman of the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Love this band.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to be interviewing them tomorrow. They're actually full on. He's always been a believer, but now the band is full on. A few of the guys got saved and hey, let's rock this. And they turned full on like quote unquote Christian market. And we're going to talk to
them
tomorrow.
Now we get to talk to them.
I'm excited.
Oh man.
Song's called Am I the Enemy? It's Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Called Heaven off their latest record in Scarlet and Vile. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, everybody. 8:33 now. Cover to cover coming up in 27 short minutes. It looks like Thrice Anthology Disc 1 is running away with it.
Yeah, so far. I have to be completely honest.
I seriously thought Disciple was going to get more votes.
Me too.
But we have three records up for a vote. Tell us what you want to hear this morning. We have Thrice Anthology Disc 1, their brand new live CD. This one, Disc 1 is my fave. It's got an image of the invisible artist in the ambulance silhouette.
Which?
Idalia's.
Was that one in Denver?
Yeah.
That performance?
I don't know where this performance was. Let's check.
There's a crazy booklet.
We also have the brand new Disciple, which comes out tomorrow. And we also have Vital, the new record from Amberlin. So go vote now. Tell us what you want to hear this morning.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Or you can call us 505-338-3700.
There you go.
Talking to you.
Yeah, it doesn't say like where this performance was. I'm wondering if they just took their favorites from...
random shows.
Yeah.
Could it have happened.
Could happen.
I doubt it.
Dude, look at that tour list. They went so many places except New Mexico. That's so great.
But didn't you interview them? And like they're like, yeah, we're not going to New Mexico.
Yeah. Because
didn't they get a bunch of stuff stolen or something?
No.
What happened? Why didn't they come to New Mexico?
New Mexico is just a hard place to like route. Yeah. Exactly. That's a big deal.
It's really annoying.
We were talking to one of the guys over at the Star Center, and they were freaking out because Five Finger Death Punch was coming. And they only had like 1,000 pre-sales. And so they're like, we're going to lose our shirts. We can't do this. And then at the door, there was like 3,500 tickets at the door sold.
Yeah.
And so the problem is everybody waits to the last minute. But a lot of shows, they'll gauge whether or not it's worth it monetarily by pre-sales. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't buy tickets to something, that's why a lot of shows cancel. Because New Mexico, for some reason, being Land of Mañana, we decide that we'll just get tickets at the door. But if the artist doesn't think they're actually going to make money and they're worried they're going to lose money, they'll cancel shows.
Yeah.
And so, sadly, we have a really crappy reputation for waiting until the last minute to buy tickets. And because of that, not a lot of great tours come through Albuquerque. So
and that's why my childhood was ruined, because I never got to see NSYNC.
Hey, you're going to be okay.
And that's why my adulthood will also be ruined, because Justin Bieber will never visit New Mexico.
Never say never.
Speaking of Justin,
can we take
a moment of silence,
please? See what I did there?
We're going to need to take a moment of silence.
Okay.
This moment of silence is for Justin and Selena.
Oh, that's right.
And the ending of their relationship.
Yeah! Does anybody care?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah, we're taking a moment. Shh.
Cool. Okay, so it is 8:36 now. Get your vote on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
No respect.
Or 505-338-3700. I can't believe you care so much.
I don't.
You are a liar.
So, like, he broke up with her, right?
No, she broke up with him.
Why?
She broke up with him because their schedules were too crazy, and they knew they couldn't devote enough time to each other. And so she said, hey, man, love you, bro, but we gotta call it quits. We don't have enough time in our lives and careers right now to invest in a relationship.
It's just crazy that he broke up with her. Like,
no, she broke up with him.
Because, like,
I read it on Yahoo. I read all about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he broke up with her.
The sad thing is, those are all facts. I really know that because I read up about it, because I knew that I knew that I knew that you were going to want to talk about it today, and I better have some knowledge of the situation about something I care nothing for.
Can I say something? Can I talk right here?
Yeah,
go ahead. Can I finally speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. All I know is that they broke up. I don't know details.
Amberlynn from their brand new record Vital, song called Self-Starter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch with you. It is Monday. Cover to Cover coming up at 9 o'clock. And that record actually on the list of possibilities.
It's a good album.
Yeah, vote now at facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We've got the new Thrice Anthology Disc 1. We also have the new Disciple.
Uh-oh.
Or the new Amberlynn Vital. Thrice and Disciple tied right now.
Yeah.
So get your vote in now at facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah, you
also,
nervous?
Also honoring veterans today. It is Veterans Day. So you can give us your comments at facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or give us a call, 505-338-3700, if there is a veteran in your life that you would like to honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had some good stories this morning.
Yeah. Read some of them from like 6 and 7 o'clock hour, because I know there were some from a lot earlier that, you know.
We read earlier.
Yeah.
Victor says Navajo Code Talkers.
Which is cool. You had no idea what that was until
so
this
I
morning.
Did.
So, yeah, I'm excited for you to go read up and learn about that.
Yeah, that's super cool.
It's really interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
Jed says, to my dad, who is a U.S. Marine, thank you, Dad. And to all the Marines and their families, thanks and happy birthday, because apparently it was the Marine Corps' birthday on Saturday.
Or the Marine Corps.
It's his corpse.
Yeah, I know. It's core.
I'm reading verbatim.
That's okay. You can do whatever you want.
If it's spelled wrong, I'm going to read it that way.
It's not spelled wrong. That's how you spell it.
Really?
Yeah.
The P is there.
It's silent.
And it's silent.
That's core.
Oh my gosh, the I'm core. Learning so much today.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed in myself. JD says, to just about all the men in my family, I don't think we can say thank you enough for everything you've done to our for our country. And Matt says, to my wife, Jen, who is active in the Air Force, along with everyone at Kirtland Air Force Base.
All right.
So
very, very cool. So you can get your thoughts in facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are honoring vets for this Veterans Day. And let us know if there's somebody you'd like to honor. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get your stories in. And coming right back, cover to cover, will it be Thrice or Disciple? It's neck and neck.
Okay.
So if you're a fan of either, you better get your vote in now. Because
yes.
Coming back, we will be doing cover to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
And worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
All right. It is Monday, which means cover to cover.
Yes.
Dude, it's been neck and neck. I feel like Amberlynn and Thrice were the Mitt Romney and Gary Johnson of each other.
They really were.
Because we had three options. The brand new Thrice, the new Disciple, which releases tomorrow, or the new Amberlynn Vital. And
we need your votes.
Yeah, we do. It's so close. So 505-338-3700, the phone number. We'll count like the next, what, three phone callers or something?
Sure.
All right.
Three-ish. Call us now. Tell us who you're voting for.
Where are we at right now as far as votes?
I know. Does it just matter?
Well, I know you just refreshed it. I'm curious because I know Disciple and Thrice kept going back and forth. What do we got?
Right. Ooh, you want to know?
Yeah.
Right now, Disciple's in the lead.
Okay, what are the tallies?
11,
uh-huh.
Thrice is at 9, and Amberlynn is at 8.
Ooh, wow.
So it's between
Thrice
and Disciple.
So it really is that close. All right, so let's see what we got.
No.
Static.
Hey, this is Denisha.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling out of Clovis.
Hey, Clovis.
Oh, hi, Clovis. How you doing?
Not so good.
I know,
no,
right?
I'm really sorry.
What's up with that?
We miss you. We put a news article up at our website, mystaticradio.com, for everybody in Clovis and Portales, sadly. Right now, we're out of commission because we were a translator city. We had a translator or a satellite. And so it shot a signal to a satellite, but we weren't a full power FM transmitting station out there. And some other Christian group put in for a full powered station in the Clovis area. And so what you're hearing on that frequency right now is that new Christian station that came in and took our frequency. So
new boring,
that's
slow.
What happened.
Yeah.
So that's
but at least I have the app.
Yeah, exactly. So online or on the app, you can still hear us. And I'm so sorry. We wish we were still there. And
hey, if you were listening, would you want to hear Thrice, Disciple, or Amberlynn?
Yeah.
Thrice.
Okay.
Thank
good
you,
vote.
And I'm so sorry.
I'm
about
so sorry.
Everything.
Yeah, and so that there you have it. We posted the news article up at our website when it happened.
Okay. MyStaticRadio.com.
There you go.
You.
Thank you so
All
much.
Right, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, one more for Thrice. There it is. MyStaticRadio.com is where
yes.
you can get that news article. Sorry to Clovis and Portales.
Oh, I feel so sad. Like
it bums me out, dude.
Like neither of us wanted this to happen.
We got straight up owned by another group. So yeah. 505-338-3700. Static.
Amberlynn.
You want to hear Amberlynn?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Amberlynn. So that puts it up to now. All right, thanks for the call, man. So we have, I think Disciple's still winning.
Yeah.
So we got 9 votes now for Amberlynn. We've got 10 votes for Thrice, right?
And 11.
And 11 for Disciple. My wife says she gets 2 votes because she is with child.
It's true. Oh, what would your child want to hear? What would Brody hear?
WWBH?
Yes.
Well, not this record, I'll tell you that. So, all right. Are we ready for cover to cover then?
Yeah. Oh, look, we got a phone call. Should we take it?
This could be like the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Static.
Disciple.
Oh,
Disciple.
See, now we're still tied.
Now we're tied because we had 2 votes for Thrice. Okay. See, you shouldn't have taken it.
I know. That's why I said, should we? One more vote.
Did you vote?
No.
You didn't?
But do I count?
What do you want to hear?
Because it's like, you know, I'd choose Thrice.
You would?
Yes.
Okay. That's weird, because you know what I wanted to hear?
What?
The new Thrice.
Okay.
The record is called Anthology. We're going to do New Music Tuesday tomorrow with the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus with the brand new Disciple. We'll be talking to...
With some locals rule submissions.
Members from that as well. And here it is for cover to cover. Brand new music from Thrice. It's their live record, and it's brilliant. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Thank you.
Yeah. One more song.
No, sorry. That's the end. That's the end. Thrice Anthology Disc 1 comes to a close. Cover to cover today. And that is it for us. We are out just before 10 o'clock. Literally.
Yeah.
Just before 10 o'clock. Hey, be praying for my bride. everyone. Yes. I'm asking for prayer from a family. Mm-hmm. Not sure if I'm going to be here tomorrow.
I don't think you will be having a baby.
So, yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited.
We're not gonna miss you at all.
Tomorrow, New Music Tuesday. I'm bummed. Is it okay to say I might be bummed if I'm not here? Because Red Jumpsuit Apparatus actually gonna be with us tomorrow on the show.
Yes.
For New Music Tuesday, we're gonna be premiering some new stuff.
I'll call you just before.
All right. Final call of the day. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
All right.
Okay.
And that was the final call of the day.
Sounds good.
It's a good one. All right. Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Who are you? Throw all these stones. Take a look at yourself. And break your own bones. Who are you? Throw all these stones. Take a look at yourself. And break your own bones. Who are you? Throw all these stones. Take a look at yourself. Yeah.